B-Pod Studios.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
and the Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
A day to honor all military service members.
Honor military servicemen and women.
Service and sacrifice.
Risk their lives for their country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say
a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, indeed. Happy Veterans Day to all who served, sailors, soldiers, and airmen. As Ike said, we salute you. And airwoman.
That's good. Nice job. Well, I was waiting for you.
Well,
know?
Back then they were called whacks. So you'd be a whack back in the day.
Okay.
Would you like that?
You still kind of are.
So, yeah.
Okay.
A whack, a wave. That's what they were called back in Ike's day.
Okay.
But anyway.
Wow, someone falls asleep to the History Channel.
Yes.
Guess
yes,
who?
We do. How do you like my sweatshirt today?
I like it.
Good.
It says Navy on it for those who aren't, you know, watching online.
In the studio with us?
Yep, it's got a nice little anchors away.
Uh-huh.
I wish you'd worn some, like, sort of... Fleet Week whites.
You think that would fit?
That
still fits?
With the little flair.
So do I.
Pants.
So do I.
I used to have my
Cracker Jacks is what you're
saying. Yes, your Cracker Jacks.
I still might have my Cracker Jacks folded somewhere. Do you know there are 13 buttons on your Cracker Jacks?
Really?
13 buttons just to get business done.
13 buttons like on your pants?
In the front.
Seems like a lot
on
of
your
buttons.
Pants?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just to, you know, take care of business. 13 buttons away.
Wow. Well, that's my
buttons
so
away.
That is a fun little bit of trivia.
I thought I'd share that with you. So we used to have to wear our Cracker Jacks. It was dress, usually some form of parade, or the admiral was,
right.
You know,
yep.
On board. And, 13 buttons. So, you didn't drink
they
a lot.
They get the idea for the prize, for the Cracker Jack box. Yeah. Like I'm just saying.
Open the Cracker Jacks. They didn't think of that.
I'm just happy.
Why didn't I think of that?
Thank you for your service,
yeah,
sir.
You're welcome. You are welcome. She says.
I'm never going to look at Cracker Jacks the same way. Again.
Now you know. You have 13 buttons. Or anything can happen.
All right.
Anyway, just thought it'd be a fun fact for you today.
That is a fun fact.
It is. So later in the show, I think we'll have, Brian has already kind of given me a heads up on places where veterans can go for some discounts and deals.
Great.
So if you know a veteran, be listening. We'll pass those
you
on.
You love a discount and deal.
I'm down with a discount.
I feel as
though I took the oath.
Wore that t-shirt, that sweatshirt says Navy right on it.
Yeah.
So that when you walk into a store today... Just be like 10%.
I wish I was that smart, but you thought of it, and
I'm that smart,
and I'm not opposed to it.
Yep. The only way we can think to thank you is like a free rib at Applebee's,
a free rib.
Like
that.
You know what I mean? It's like just one rib,
just one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Not the rack. You got a whole rack. I like a rack. Okay. It's 5:43. So we're down to 2 trips left for our Universal Resort giveaway today and tomorrow. That's it.
That's it.
3 wonderful nights, and you're going to spend it at Cabana Bay Resort. Just awesome hotel.
It's so much fun down there.
Isn't that good? Yeah. So in the 9 o'clock hour, be listening for that cue to call. Like I said, 2 more trips, and why can't you have one of them, right? If you're here, you have a good shot.
Right.
If you don't, you won't.
Right.
Make sense?
Simple as that.
Yeah. Okay, go.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Van Halen and Panama. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Veterans Day. It's 5:57. And we got 2 more trips for you to try to win to Universal Orlando Resort. 9 o'clock hour. Details coming up. First, LBF's got all the latest. What's happening?
All right. It's 40 degrees in Boston. Boston Mayor-elect Michelle Wu has named a former state public health commissioner to lead the response to the mass and caste crisis. Dr. Monica Burrell is going to address the homeless and addiction crisis in the area. COVID cases are surging ahead of Thanksgiving. The CDC shows the transmission level is high in 39 states. The top five include South Dakota, Montana, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. The CDC warns against traveling in 2 weeks if unvaccinated. And a Florida woman is running her way into the Guinness Book of World Records. Alyssa Clark decided to run the distance of a marathon every day during the COVID-19 lockdown, earning a Guinness World Record by running 95 marathon distances in 95 days.
Oh, my God.
I know. She used a treadmill and ran outside when possible, ending her streak after getting sick on this 96th day.
Jeez.
Oh, God. Would I have hated to be living with her?
What she looks like?
No.
I imagine you could eat anything you want.
I don't think you can.
You sure?
I've seen marathoners who are a little chubby.
Chubby yeah. marathoners?
Yeah.
Dang, I thought that was the answer.
No. I mean, I bet you she can eat a lot, but every day, though. That's
you can eat it whatever you want.
I think you probably can.
I think you could. Not much of a life, but okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're running a marathon, but you don't have time to
you
eat.
You don't have time.
In sports, the Celtics collected its first victory at home with the 104-88 win over the Raptors. Boston is now 5-6 and will host the Bucks tomorrow night. The Bruins will be looking to stay perfect at home when they host the Oilers tonight.
Does it say anything about me that...
Yes, it does. It says so
that
much.
The most thing I was interested in was you could eat whatever you wanted.
It says all the things.
It does, doesn't it?
It's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Weather today, sun and clouds, a high of 56. What does she look like? I mean, she must be able to eat whatever she wants.
That's the first thing that popped in my mind. Right? No,
the first thing that popped in my mind would be if I was her roommate, I would hate her.
See, okay, that's
because I'd
difference.
Be sitting like eating ice cream, and she's like, "I'm gonna run a marathon today," and I'd be like, "Oh."
Well, I am not so scornful of my roommates, apparently.
Oh, you're just wondering, like, you're gonna eat that?
Hey, notice you. I left some pizza on the table. Anyway, Brian, what do you got for the road this morning?
I've got absolutely nothing. This is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Side. All right, 9 o'clock hour. We have another trip. There's only two left for Universal Orlando Resort. For you and somebody you want to take with you for 3 nights at Cabana Bay Beach Resort. And you're going to just run around Universal crazy.
Yes.
Bring somebody you like. Yes. That's all I'm going to say. All right, so be listening to 9 o'clock hour for one of two more chances for you to win.
More 80s. More variety. Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, and it's sponsored by Generator. Okay, get a free estimate on a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter, the nation's number one Generac generator dealer. Call 978-481-8331. LBF, what's cool?
Netflix is kind of getting in the TikTok game. I'm interested.
Netflix is into TikTok.
Yeah. Hmm. Bear with me. It's going to be, they're appealing to the TikTok
now.
Generation.
Oh, boy.
It's all different.
Should anybody over 50 be on TikTok?
Yeah.
You think?
Just to waste time.
Okay. But you don't want to waste time when you're 50.
Well, it's just the way that young people consume things, and Netflix is onto it.
All right, so we'll find out about that. Gotcha. Brian, what do you got?
I know the way Bob consumes things, and I'm going to tell you how to get some free things for Veterans Day, Bob.
Some things that don't need to be said out loud.
I thought we were talking about just, consuming things.
Yeah, all right, fine. I'm listening. Hey, Hyundai, right?
Yeah.
Says, look, yeah. We're going to have self-driving cars. Wait till you see their self-flying taxis.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're coming. And I'll tell you when and where.
Okay.
Flying taxi. Get you where you're going. All right, LBF.
Okay. All right. So in an effort to draw in younger viewers, because younger viewers have zero attention span. It's unbelievable now. Yeah. I worry about Lucy because she watches like little clips of movies instead of the whole movie. I'm like, okay. Well, Netflix... That's what they're going to do. They're doing a TikTok feature called Kid Clips, and this feature will show short clips from Netflix library of TVs and movies for kids. So all you do is watch out like a little bit. That's it, just a little snippet, and then it moves on to another one.
So they cut the fat out.
Yeah.
And it's like what you'd read them when you were a kid, when you want to read the whole book, the Cliff Notes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The Cliff Note movies.
But the thing is movies are fun.
Do you ever fast forward through a movie you've already seen? You're like, blah, 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 I've seen this part.
No, but sometimes I fast forward through like procedurals so I can just figure out who did it.
Okay.
I don't care about the rest of
it. Dateline?
Yeah. Like,
oh, my
I'm like,
God.
All right, let's just get to it.
Started.
It's the husband.
Right?
Yes. Follow the money. Yeah. Follow the husband.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, Brian.
No, got a new boat? No kidding. Hey, here we go. It is Veterans Day. Bob, thank you for your service. And
you're
thanks
welcome,
to all the men and women who serve this country. It's a big commitment. It's a big thing they do. So people, you know, want to go out and get a free meal.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you should. There's a lot. Basically, every place has their own deal for Veterans Day. I know 110 Grill, you can get a free meal.
Okay.
They got lunch.
Great.
And they have a special, you know, Veterans Day menu, which is pretty good, too. Like, you get to pick a starter, and then you get the, ooh, look at the
this 110
okay. Grill Cuban sandwich.
Okay.
Do I have your
it's
attention
like
now, Bob?
Menu.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
and there's
it.
A lot of great choices, too. Huh. You know, you get your barbecue chicken flatbread. You got your two fish tacos with pulled pork mac and cheese,
that's
which is
awesome.
Really good. You can get the fried pickles.
Now, what's going to stop a veteran from having lunch and dinner?
That's right.
Right?
So that's good. And then
nothing.
Places like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Self-control, maybe?
Well, there's none of that.
No. There you go. This is the kind, like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes.
Yes.
Veterans, active duty military members, and their spouses can get 25% off their in-store purchase today. Doesn't everybody awesome. Get like 20% off?
Yeah, anyway? They bumped
I mean,
it up.
The coupon.
An extra 5%.
And sometimes it's only on one thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway. Buffalo Wild Wings, you get 10 free boneless wings. That's pretty good.
Oh, someone's doing a try.
Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel's offering you a free piece of cake. Just a piece
well,
of cake.
Dessert.
Right.
So it's a, you know, double chocolate
fine.
Cake, so that's pretty good. Denny's, build your own Grand Slam.
Wow.
How about that?
All right.
So, yeah, go into your
breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
And
snacks.
Dessert.
Get it
yeah.
all.
Snacks.
Yeah. And then buy, you know, some nice pillow shams at Bed Bath & Beyond,
yeah.
maybe.
You know, I've been doing some commercials lately for VACares.us, the great organization for our New England vets.
Yeah.
Because a lot of vets have no idea what the benefits are. Now, of course, today
not,
it's...
Not just a free Cuban sandwich.
No, there's more.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's much more.
That's when Bob stops listening. No, there's more? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, go to VACares.us. If you're a veteran, because you'll, I'm telling you, leaving a lot of stuff on the table. And that's something we don't want to do.
No,
we don't. Okay. Hey, forget self-driving cars. Hyundai reveals they've got plans for self-flying taxis.
Oh, wow.
With seating up to 5 passengers. This is all going to take place by 2028, 7 years from now. And there'll be a U.S.-based part of the evolution of it as well, called Urban Air Mobility Division. So you'll be able to get in these taxis, and they'll fly over traffic.
Ooh.
And they're self-flying, by the way.
Wow.
Just like in the Jetson.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I like it.
That's it. That's it.
That's fun.
Oh, the future's cool. Fun. Hope I get there. Okay? Hope I get there.
After first all Uber those... came for the cab drivers, now these guys.
Yes, they are. Yeah. It's a flying taxi. It's the SA1. And like I said, it'll go 5 passengers, 180 miles per hour, traveling at an altitude of 2,000 feet. So there you go.
Nobody's driving?
Wow.
Nobody's driving. So there you go. The future is going to be fun. 6:25. Happy Veterans Day. It's going to be a pretty decent one, too. Sunny in 56. Right now, I got 40 in Boston. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Good morning, 6:28. Going to be sunny in 56 today. Slight chance of a shower in 47 for tonight. Rain, wind tomorrow. Very windy. High 63. It's going to be gusty up to 30 miles per hour. Bye-bye, leaves. That's
yeah,
about
well,
it.
That's good.
And here come the neighbors' leaves.
Just yes.
Racing across the street. You know what kind of day it's going to be. Okay, it is Veterans Day. Fun fact, Veterans Day, do you know why it's on the 11th? It
why?
Marks the armistice of November 11th, 1918, of World War I. So it was the 11th day, the 11th month, and also the 11th hour. 11, 11, 11. So it used to be called Armistice Day until President Eisenhower changed it to Veterans Day back in 1954. You know that there are, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs, roughly 240,000 World War II vets still alive. But we lose them
really?
Every day. 240,000. It's a lot. I think there were over 16 million that were served World War II.
Yeah, my grandfather served.
Did he?
Yeah, he was 17. He lied about his age. And he went down to the recruiter's office, and he didn't see his mother for 4 years.
Your mother's side or your father's
side? My mother's father.
Mother's side. Yeah.
But he went, and they didn't allow him to go home.
That was it?
That was it. Wow. Bye. And he didn't see his mother until he got back from the war.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Which branch did he serve in?
The Army.
Was he Army?
Yes.
Brave guy.
Yes.
That's amazing. A lot of kids did that back in those days.
I know.
Very patriotic. Anyway, so it's Veterans Day. There's some facts for you. Let's take a call. Hey. I think it's Jason. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jason, what's happening?
Bob, this call is only for you, nobody else.
Okay.
Happy Veterans Day, sir. I appreciate your service.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. What? Yeah.
I just love his face. He just has this face that gets happy when people say thank you for your service.
Yeah.
It's nice. That's and it makes me giggle.
You've never said it.
Jason, no, for the short amount of time, he's looking for the free meal.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Why would I deny a fine establishment, right? Their desire
to feed you.
Yes. Why would I deny
that? You're doing them a favor.
I think so, too. So, but thank you, Jason.
Yes.
Listen, you guys, I listen. Like I said, I listen every day. I'm laughing my ass off. Oh, sorry.
I'm
laughing
my head off. Well, run the marathon every day. You'll run it off.
Oh, my God. I almost had a heart attack. Poor LBF.
Gotcha. Hey, Jason, thank you. Have a great day, buddy.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Nice guy. He was referencing, I guess, earlier, talk about the lady who ran a marathon every day for 96 days.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Not the roommate you want. No, thank you.
Dirty laundry. What do you got? Yeah.
I'm really kind of excited about the possibility that this is going to be remade, the movie Roadhouse, and who's going to star in it.
Okay, good.
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Patrick Swayze.
I know.
Right? Good. All right, we'll find out who that is. 6:31. Brian, let's check the roads.
All right, this is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Let's get into the dirty laundry, LBF. All right.
You're watching a movie, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, all right, let's go. 6:46.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. You know, if somebody makes a biopic about you and you're alive, you're sort of like, oh, is this, you know, good or bad? Mm-hmm. So I have people who are not happy and happy with their biopics.
The movies about themselves. Yes. Okay, mm-hmm. Got it.
But before I get to that, I have some good news.
Okay.
Because Roadhouse remake is in the works, and Jake Gyllenhaal is in talks to star in the remake, and I feel like he would be good. He's intense enough, because Patrick Swayze in the 1989 version was kind of intense, a little bit quiet.
Yeah, it's not good. Not a good cast.
No.
I don't like it.
What?
Well, he doesn't have that Patrick Swayze kind of charm.
He can grow his hair
swagger.
Out a little bit.
I think he has swagger. I have a weird... You know what?
Yeah.
By the way, I know that we talked yesterday about Paul Rudd being the sexiest man alive for 2021. And while I think Paul Rudd is one of the loveliest, funniest, nicest people in the world, sexy doesn't come to mind when I describe him.
Okay.
But Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah?
Sexiest man alive. That's who I would have chosen.
Really?
Oh!
What do we not know, Brian? What do we not know about women?
How much time do you have? Well,
to think.
No, he's got blue eyes. He's a little bit like, you know, ungettable. He's still a bachelor. He has a JFK Jr. quality about him.
Wow.
He's got all his
hair.
I
didn't get any of that.
And he's just, I don't know, I think he's really smart.
I think he's got swagger.
He's
got, as they used to say, sex appeal.
Yeah, just saying. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that.
I'm sure you are.
I really am. All right, people who liked and hated their portrayal in a biopic.
Okay.
Well, not surprisingly, Mark Zuckerberg did not like his portrayal in the social network.
Why would he?
Especially the idea that he created Facebook because I wanted to get girls or get into clubs.
So he didn't do it for that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Whatever, Mark Zuckerberg. NFL star Michael
Oher,
Michael Oher.
Yeah.
Didn't love The Blind Side because it made him seem not smart, and they made it look like he had no idea how to play football, which was not true. Fun fact, I hated that movie.
You didn't like it?
I just did not like that movie. I just thought it like was like, I don't know.
Well, I liked it until I learned, like, because I heard about that after. Because it seemed like an authentic, great story. But then you find out it was like, well, a lot of embellishments.
Right. Yeah. And made her look like the hero and like, not, okay. Come on. So let's see. Joan Jett loved Kristen Stewart's portrayal of her in The Runaways. That's good. And Stephen Hawking liked The Theory of Everything so much, he told filmmakers that he thought he was watching himself. That was a really good movie.
That's an amazing movie.
Yeah, it really is.
The actor, I forget his name, but wow. Good.
Oh, he was in a couple of movies.
He was so good.
Very thin. Very thin.
Redmond or something like that? Redmond something.
Edward Romaine. Romaine? Yeah.
Edward Redmond.
Edward Romaine Lettuce.
Yes, that's who it is. He's great.
Very close to those, I feel like, but not quite.
Eddie Redmayne. Redmayne.
And that concludes my very accurate report of dirty laundry.
Ed Redmayne. No, it's not.
Edward Romaine, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's Edward Romaine. I think it's Ramond or Redmayne.
No, it's Redmayne. Edward.
Google. Redmayne. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. Happy Veterans Day. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. See a veteran today? You know what to do.
Give him a free donut. That's what Bob's looking for.
Or coffee. You know what to do. Anyway, coming up, we're going to have some Veterans Day bennies for folks who serve. So that'd be good coming up. All right, LBF, what's going on?
All right, it's 40 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by Sullivan Tire. Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey delivered her farewell address to the city last night. Janey became the first black person and the first woman to be mayor of Boston when she took office in March. She was city council president and became acting mayor when Marty Walsh resigned to join President Biden's cabinet. Janey will go back to being council president when Michelle Wu is sworn in as mayor next week and will remain in that post until her term ends in January. COVID cases are surging ahead of Thanksgiving. The CDC shows the transmission level is high in 39 states. The top five include South Dakota, Montana, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah. The CDC warns against traveling in 2 weeks if unvaccinated. And Rhode Island's most haunted house is for sale again. Events in the house in the northwestern part of the state were the basis of the Conjuring film series. The farmhouse had been under contract, but it's back on the market for $1.2 million.
That's the scariest part of that house.
I think so.
Yeah.
The price is pretty high. In sports, the Celtics collected its first victory at home with a 104-88 win over the Raptors. Boston is now 5-6 and will host the Bucks tomorrow night. The Bruins will be looking to stay perfect at home when they host the Oilers tonight. Weather today, sunny and clouds mixed, a high of 56. And coming up at 8:35, Dirty Laundry, we talk more about, I think, the sexiest man alive, because I have a contender they should have picked. I didn't even think about it until today.
Instead of Paul Rudd?
Okay. Instead of Paul Rudd. Although I like Paul Rudd. I mean, but, you know.
He's just not your
friend zone.
Yeah, friend zone.
Not sexy zone.
Yeah. Okay. You'd have to give him the talk.
Which, yeah, like, I like you as a friend.
It's not just, you know? It's not you.
It's me. I'd like to, you know what?
I would like to co-parent with him.
Right.
Like,
you're doing that now with somebody else, aren't you?
No, I'm married to Dave. Okay. I would co-parent that guy.
Gotcha. Okay. Does Dave listen to the show at all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yes,
good.
He does.
All right. Shakes his head.
Shaking his head for 23 years.
Yeah. I'm surprised it hasn't fallen off yet. All right, Brian, what do you got?
Check your ride. Brought to you by Mattress.
Okay, don't forget, 9 o'clock hour, we're down to our last two trips to Universal Orlando Resort. You're going to spend 3 nights there, and just for two, you and whoever you want to take, somebody you like, because you're going to be in
the... Bob's going to ask. Just be prepared.
Well, you're going to be in the
with
Cabana...
With an answer.
Well, because you're going to be in the Cabana Bay Resort.
Right.
Poolside.
Yeah.
Huh?
Fun.
Could be fun.
Could be fun.
Just let us know how. Well, I shouldn't even say that. It's
no,
none
you
of my
shouldn't.
Business.
And yet you do anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Exactly.
Just let us know what the accommodations are.
Oh my God.
Twin king or cozy
the pervy
queen.
Travel agents.
I'm
at
not
it again.
Pervy. I'm just saying it's a trip for two. You can take somebody close, or yesterday's winners would take her son.
What are you going to be doing?
Well, we had to make sure they get twins. That's all. That's fine.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
and the Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
A day to honor all military service members.
Honor military servicemen and women.
Service and sacrifice.
Risk their lives for their country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say
a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
Very nice. Nicely done. It's 7:14. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, real quick, on our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR. Give it a like. Today, we are putting up this really cool post where we want to thank veterans for their service, and you can tag a veteran.
Oh, nice.
In your life. So if you go on, if he's a veteran that you know, just tag him there, and we salute him.
Yeah, post a picture, too.
Post a picture.
Yeah.
We want to see how many vets we can get tagged today. It's on our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR. Okay? Oh, that's nice. Somebody tagged me.
Really?
I like that. Very nice.
I like the picture that your wife put up.
Oh, yeah.
You were in Beirut, yeah. So I feel like the smoking was warranted.
I was smoking. I had a butt in my mouth.
And... yeah, you were putting on a jacket. You looked like you were like, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's get out of here. This place seems a little sketchy.
Well,
me.
It was. So I had to go in and film the Marine base
that
was in Beirut. And this was 1983. And within 2 months after that, that's when that big explosion happened.
Right.
When they were bombed, I think we lost 83 Marines.
Yeah,
so that was that location. Yeah. And we went, I mean, listen, Beirut was devastated. I mean, I just popped in and popped out, helicopter in.
Helicoptered in?
Oh, yeah. No, I did journalism, so we had to film, for the ship and the armed forces.
Yeah, you were in the Navy, so people who don't know.
Yeah, so we'd film so the guys would know what's going on, so the CCTV would be closed circuit. We'd go, film, do a story, come back, and that's what I was doing.
Where were you stationed again?
Gaeta, Italy.
Italy?
Yeah, thanks. Well, just beautiful.
Nice.
Lovely. Aboard the USS Puget Sound, which was the 6th Fleet flagship for the Admiral.
Wow, so you were hanging with the Admiral.
We hang with the Admiral.
That's
a lot of
good,
great
right?
protocols.
But, your protocols.
All over the map.
Name two.
Oh, there was Palma de Mallorca.
Mallorca. Where Justin Bieber goes, so you know.
Yeah, well, we had to make sure it was safe.
what branch is he in?
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Yeah, Barcelona. Yeah, sure. Right there. Yeah, it was
did they all say it that way?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Nice, France. Nice. Nice is nice.
I know.
Okay.
I've been to that place.
Hey, I just went where the Admiral wanted to go.
You're
the Admiral,
Permission to come aboard. Anyway, so, yes. Hey, I took the oath.
I know you did.
Whatever it took. If I had to go to Nice to go to the beach, I did it. No questions asked, sir. All right. So there are some great Bennies out there today. For
there really are.
Worth mentioning, right?
Yeah. Not as nice as Nice, but
Nice
pretty
nice.
Decent. I mean, Hooters. You can get a free meal at Hooters today.
Who doesn't want that?
That's right. Oh, actually, Uno Pizzeria and Grill is giving a meal to veterans who show their ID today.
Nice.
Wendy's, you can get breakfast, but hurry because it lasts till 10:30 in the morning. Free breakfast combo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun. What do you got, Brian?
Yeah, I like the one. Our friends over at 110 Grill have a pretty good one because you get like free lunch and they have a
pre-fix menu.
Yeah, you can choose whatever you like.
Crispy
pickle chips. Those are really good.
Oh, they're throwing those in?
Those are on there.
Dang.
Nice 110 Cuban sandwich.
Oh my God.
Yeah, made with the Bay of Pigs, pulled pork.
That was not one of our glorious.
No, it wasn't
kind of
a good one.
Glorious kind of.
Well, it's Cuban. Good sandwich.
Yeah, not
oh
one
my
of
God.
Our proudest moments.
No, it's not a good one.
So there's all kinds of good deals. All righty, Outback free Bloomin' Onion.
Oh,
you
nice.
Like a Bloomin' Onion? Starbucks has got their tall coffee. That's a freebie. Dunkin' giving out free donuts to vets. No purchase necessary. So that's
walk right in,
good.
Say donut. Here.
It's literally like the least we can do.
I know it is.
You know, have a free donut. Mm. It's all we can do. Go ahead and get a donut. Get a free meal. I like
it. Fine. Hey, again, so you can tag the vet in your life. Go to 105.7 WROR's Facebook page. Already getting a bunch. It's great.
Good.
Folks are tagging the vet in their life. So go for it. It's good. All right.
Yeah. It's cool because, you know, like I know a bunch of guys that are younger guys. There's a lot of vets out there that are like in their 20s and 30s now. And
I love it.
Some kids in our neighborhood that like just graduated and signed up. And it's awesome. Like, thanks for your service.
Listen, we kept a lot, but it was my fondest memories are on board the USS Puget Sound, the U.S. Navy. Don't look at me like
I'm
that.
I'm looking at you with awe and respect.
Okay, good.
That's what this looks like.
That's what that
looks
like.
We didn't recognize that look, I guess.
More like a smirk.
I've seen that before.
Okay, so a smirk is respect. Got it. Anyway, 719. Yeah, go ahead. You must know somebody you can tag. That's a vet. 105.7 WROR's Facebook page. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Sunny today in 56 degrees. Nice day today. It's 40 right now. That's going to be it. Tomorrow's the day you have to watch out for. 63 with wind and rain. The wind could be 30 miles per hour. So there go the leaves. Hey, already folks are going to our Facebook page, 1057 WROR, and they're tagging a vet in their life to just thank them for their service. Folks are putting pictures up.
Yeah.
Or just their name, tagging them there. It's fun. I wanted to see if we can get at least 100 vets tagged today.
All right. Cool.
It's not as ambitious, but I think it'd be good.
I think we can do it.
Yeah. So go to our Facebook page. Give it a like, 1057 WROR. Thank you. Take a phone call real quick. ROR, good morning.
All right. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
And I just wondering if you could do me a small favor. I'm at work, so I don't have access to Facebook, but my next door neighbor is a vet. He served in the Navy. Mm-hmm. His name is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
He's an absolutely incredible person. He's a fantastic neighbor.
Oh, do you live next to Bob right here? Just Bob?
Could be neighbors.
Yeah, are you a neighbor, Bob?
I don't know. Are you a neighbor I didn't know about? No.
You know him.
But he's a fantastic guy. He's just so, how can I don't even know the words to describe him. He's a great guy. He'll help you with anything he can.
Well, I find most
and
Bobs
I really
like that.
Appreciate him being a friend, but I also really appreciate him making us safe here by serving in the Navy.
Awesome. All right, Rose.
Thank you.
Bob, wherever you are, we salute you. Right?
Well, I also got to thank Bob because Bob turned me on to you guys. Bob listens to you guys and, you know, the people I drive like your radio station. So now we listen to you every morning and every afternoon.
Oh, that nice. Now, thank Bob.
Wow.
That's great.
Yes, like thank I said, Bob.
You know,
those Bobs
in Bob
good.
We trust.
Yes, in Bob
yes,
we trust.
Right? There we go.
You guys are awesome. You're so much fun. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Great call. Okay, take care.
All right, you too.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
There, well, wherever Bob is, you know, we salute you.
That's
so that's
right.
Good. Yeah, give it a whirl today. I think they'll appreciate that. And like I said, we want to see if we can get 100 veterans tagged today at 1057 WROR Facebook page. Hey, coming up, Morning Court. Mary's on the phone for us. Okay, so her neighbors have a hot tub.
Okay.
No, it wasn't a problem up until a few weeks ago when apparently they lost some trees. Now Mary has a room with a view.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Things are heating up in
I'll
the old
bet.
Hot tub. So we'll see if we can help Mary with her big dilemma. What do you do?
I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah, I'm kidding, right? Hot tub dilemma. Okay, that's coming up. 728 Brian, out of the roads.
Check your ride. Brought to you by Mattress Firm.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming to our Morning Court here. What brings you in today?
Okay, so my neighbors, they have a hot tub. You know, it's fine. It's on the side of the house, and there are trees, and they block our view and the sound. So we've never really had an issue.
It's seeing the hot tub, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
And whatever happens in it. So,
all right.
Until the recent, you know, nor'easter, and trees came down, and now we have a very good view of the hot tub.
Oh, is that right?
It's ridiculous, guys.
Okay.
I mean, it would normally be fine if the trees were up,
right.
You know, except my neighbors are super randy.
Ooh.
And that sucker. Yeah.
Okay.
And you didn't know that before.
All right.
Okay,
I mean,
now you get the bird's eye view of the randy
literally.
Neighbors. Okay.
Yeah. We can hear things. We can see things. And so, you know, I ended up calling them and was like, hey,
yeah.
I can see your hot tub from my house. Looks fun, right? It just dropped
and
a little.
Yeah, like a little hint.
Or they thought you wanted an invite, maybe.
Oh, no. Ew, Bob.
No.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, great. Well, you know, maybe they did because
okay.
They haven't stopped the shenanigans. Maybe they think, oh, good, you know.
Uh-oh. So it's showtime? This is
after. We're
going
to have to roll up our sleeves now.
Okay.
What do we do?
Well, wait a minute. So just to reiterate, you told them you can see their hot tub now. Hint, hint. And then that didn't stop anything. Okay.
No, I mean, if anything, they're probably just more regular about it.
Oh, no.
Wow. And you're afraid you might have encouraged them to do more. So, Mary, I guess, so you're married, right? Mary's married.
I am, yes.
So what's your husband's opinion about the hot tub situation?
He's the kind of person who'll just avoid it. He's like, all right, let's get in that time of night. Better turn down or whatever, you know. Like,
he's more apt to roll with it. It doesn't bother him?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, on the other hand, my teenage son keeps disappearing upstairs through that window.
Okay,
so.
Well, that's okay.
Oh, my God.
Not with this kid. God help me.
Good. All right, so the question is, why are you calling us, is what can be done to make it stop, right? Or right?
That's right. I mean, I didn't specifically tell him that I could see what they were doing, so maybe I left it to interpretation too much. I don't know.
Well, that's a good point.
I just assumed that they figured it out.
All right, so the question is, should Mary go back and say, guys, really, and have a conversation, or is should have been one and done? You're going to hear all kinds of calls today, Mary. I'm just going to say, there might be some folks in the audience who don't see the problem through the trees.
Oh,
right?
Of course. That's great.
See the hot tub for the trees.
Yeah,
there you go.
See what I was doing there.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mary. Mary, it's an interesting case. We'll be glad to take it. Right, guys?
I'm sure you are.
Okay.
Yep.
Mary, stay tuned. The next 45 minutes, we have, believe it or not, audience members smarter than us. Okay?
Oh, my God.
And they're going to call in and they'll give you some advice. Okay?
All right. Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Until then, don't be driving to Mary's house trying to figure out. Okay. Okay. Mary, stay tuned. All right?
Okay.
All right. 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session. Huh. Well, that's a different kind of case. Not sure where this is going to go.
I'm sure it's going to go places you like.
I will hold my fire.
Well, all right. Okay.
I'm going to let folks chime in and see what Mary can do, if anything at all, when your neighbor is enjoying the hot tub at night. Okay.
Yeah, hot tub, sex machine.
You said it. Right there. And they don't seem to care. 888-410-1057. Let's light them up for Mary today. See what you think she ought to do, if anything. Okay, here we go. It's a nice day to start again. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It is 7:51. Morning Court today. Mary called us. She's got a problem with a neighbor who they have a hot tub on a backyard. Never been a problem in the past because there were trees covering the view that she has. And now she's viewing quite a lot. Seeing the neighbors seem to get a lot of use out of that hot tub.
Yep.
All right. And so let's see what you think she ought to do. She's already mentioned very casually, right? Hinted.
Yeah, like said, you know, I can see the trees are down and your hot tub looks fun.
Yeah.
That's enough.
It wasn't enough at that point. No. So, all right, we'll go with Scott up first. All right, Scott, what do you say?
Can I have Mary's address, please?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
We don't even have Mary's address.
No, so, we don't.
I'm not a peep in time. I just want Mary's address.
All right. Okay, sure. Okay.
Like a very nice woman.
Peep and Scott.
She's fun.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Scott. Bye-bye. All right, Sharon, what advice do you have today?
Well, I think I would call the local authorities and say, because I think that's considered public nudity if you could be viewed. Even if it's on your own property. I thought I had heard that somewhere, so I would get some opinion on that. I mean, I have a hot tub, and I wouldn't think of acting like a fool in my hot tub. I'm sorry. That's just...
Well, I think what she's concerned with, she doesn't want to make anything. It's so embarrassing that the police come or whoever, the authorities.
That seems pretty extreme, don't you?
Yeah. It just,
well, I don't know.
It's not like it's right across from the playground, at least we don't think.
It might come to that.
Yeah, because.
It might come to that.
You know, you don't want to see that.
Yeah. But I think she's trying to not go there first. Because the official, I mean, the initial thing she said was like, hey, how's that hot tub?
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
Looks yeah. like fun.
Well, maybe then she needs to, before she calls the authorities, that could be the last resort, but go over there and say, you know what, maybe I wasn't clear enough. This yeah. is a very uncomfortable situation. I'm not sure you realize how uncomfortable you're making other people. We have a teenage son.
Yeah.
This is inappropriate.
You can't get him out of his room.
Yeah. Thank you, Sharon. Can't get him out of his room.
Oh, boy.
All right, Paul, what advice do you have for Mary today in morning court?
I would just tell him, hey, no problem. Have fun. We're just going to throw a camera up and start filming it. We're going to throw it on Facebook. Put it back in their court, you know?
Wow.
And see if they're really that proud about it. Say, oh, yeah, we've been taking videos. We're going to post them.
Yeah.
Well, I think then you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, be careful with that
how
one.
How do you... Well, that's true, too. I didn't think of that, Pop.
Yeah.
That's
facts. Well, tell me, keep it your own private parties. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. Keep, well, she seems like, I like Mary. She's a lot of fun. Doesn't seem like the real serious type
right.
to
like,
make
whoa.
A big issue out of it. But maybe she needs to just get a little more serious about it.
Yes.
Right? So far, this teenage son seems to enjoy the view.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord. You think that'd be enough, right?
Right.
I mean, that's all she has to say. Just figure that out. To say, Mike, if she mentions that her son has seen it, wouldn't that be the end of it?
That
wouldn't
would,
you like,
yes.
to, like to think?
I would think so.
Okay, what do you say? 888-410-1057, the car.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, let's say good morning to our player today, Josh from Duxbury. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Hey, I see that you have someone in your family who served, and you want to shout him out. Go for it.
Yeah, that would be my father, Tom Peters, was in the Air Force. So thanks, Dad, for your service.
That's really nice.
Oh, that's great. Good.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, all right, so Josh, how about yourself? So what do you do in Duxbury?
I work in healthcare administration. I'm married to my wife, Emily. We've got three kids. Tommy's 4, Charlie's 3, and baby Morgan, she is 6.5 months old.
Oh, my God.
So, hey, guys, if you're listening.
That's awesome. House full.
That's right. Full.
Bet you could use some diaper money.
I absolutely could, yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can make that happen. You'll get $1,000 if you get all of LBF's questions correct. Remember, Josh, if you're not sure, say pass. We want to make sure we get all 10 questions in. We'll go back to it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
What is 11 plus 11?
22.
What is Bruce Wayne's heroic identity?
Batman.
What was General Patton's first name?
George.
Who played Private Benjamin in the 1980 movie?
Pat.
What was Veterans Day formerly known as?
Pat.
Which state is home to Myrtle Beach?
South Carolina.
The cerebrum is the largest part of what organ?
Brain.
What Christmas movie did the villain Henry F. Potter appear in?
Pat.
Who beheaded Medusa?
Pass.
What percent of jellyfish is water?
90.
Who played Private Benjamin in the 1980 movie?
Tom Hanks.
Good guess.
Oh, good. Man, that's just tough, Josh. You did
that's
get...
Tough.
Yeah, you got five right. You passed a few, and I got a hunch that some of these questions might be just before your time. Just a couple.
Yes, absolutely.
Institutional knowledge. Sorry.
Yeah.
Who played Private Benjamin in the 1980 movie Goldie Hawn? What was Veterans Day formerly known as? Armistice Day. What Christmas movie did the villain Henry F. Potter appear in? It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, Bob does a great impression.
That was Brian.
Who beheaded Medusa? Perseus.
Yeah.
And the percent of jellyfish that's water is 95%.
Close. You're close.
Yeah.
Nah, it's close.
Okay. The rest is jelly.
The rest is just jelly.
Hey, Josh, you didn't get $1,000, but look, I think you're going to enjoy this with the kiddos.
Yeah.
$50 gift card to King's Dining and Entertainment. You got multiple areas and lanes available, each location for private events for folks, but King's perfect location for fun. Sound good?
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Take those kids out there. Have a great time, or just you and your wife. I think you could use a night out.
I bet.
All right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, Josh. Thank you for playing. We appreciate it. Have a great day. All right. That's Josh. Guys. That's Josh from Duxbury. Sign up to play at WROR.com. You could be a player. And poor Josh, he's never seen Private Benjamin with Goldie Hawn.
Oh. Could I speak to you for a sec?
My Lord, Sergeant, would you look at this?
I've seen it, ma'am.
What's your name, Princess? Huh? Mm-hmm.
Judy.
Judy.
Judy Benjamin.
Judy Benjamin.
Yeah.
I think they sent me to the wrong place.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, I did join the Army, but I joined a different Army. I joined the one with the condos and the private rooms.
Yeah.
No, really, my recruiter, okay. Kim Ballard, told me that...
I don't care what your lousy recruiter told you, Benjamin. I'm telling you, there is no other Army.
There it is. That's you joining the Army right
yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, you can't the Army afford drapes. I'm going to be up at the crack of dawn.
That's great. Okay, so Josh, thanks for playing, and sign up to play at WROR.com. Hey, real quick, we are saluting vets today, veterans, and salute the veteran in your life. You can tag them on our Facebook page. Go to 105.7 WROR. Our goal is to tag 100 vets today. So I think we're over a baker's dozen or so. Want to see if we can get more. Just go ahead and put a picture up of your vet in your life or their name. Just tag them, okay? We appreciate you doing that. 105.7 WROR Facebook page. Brian?
All right, check your ride. Brought to you by Panera.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, so Morning Court today. We talked to Mary about 45 minutes ago. So it goes like this. Her neighbors have a hot tub. They've had it for a while in the backyard. Wasn't any issue for her before a couple of weeks ago, the nor'easter took some trees down. Brian, you lost like 6 trees, right? So,
oh, yeah. Well, I didn't lose them. They're right there in my yard.
Still there. Okay. He's fine. So her neighbor lost some trees. She did, too. And now you can see all the doings of the hot tub.
Oh, boy.
And there's some doings.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
And she's already made kind of a passive little comment to the neighbor saying, hey, I see your hot tub now. I didn't before, but now I can see it. Looks fun.
Yeah.
Well, they are having
fun. Code for knock it off.
Yeah, knock it off. And they didn't knock it off. Nope. And heading into another weekend here with good hot tub weather, if you know what I mean. So what should... it's not too cold, right? Yeah. You step out. Anyway, what should Mary do? Should she take the next step? Because even her teenage son can see the doings from his bedroom.
Cool.
And he's seemed to be spending a long time up there in the weekend.
All right.
That's not my words. It's hers.
I know.
All right. Marilyn, what advice do you have for Mary today?
They want on their own property. Technically, they're allowed to, I believe.
Yeah.
But Mary should go over and say, listen, can you just put a screen up? You know, like those folding Japanese screens or something with an angled roof on it? And this way the
in
view
her son's
is blocked.
Room or the hot tub?
The hot tub.
Oh, okay. Why is this?
She may need to do both. But if they could block off the view, then, you know, Mary and family wouldn't see it. And these people would not feel like their privacy is being infringed upon.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just weird, though, isn't it? That you would know. They got to know now. They don't care.
Maybe they don't.
I don't know.
Well, you know, after being nice and trying, worst comes to worst, maybe she can call the authorities. But yeah, you know, we just have to hope it doesn't come to that.
It might. Right. I mean, you know, it's going to be a warm weekend, I think. Let's see here.
Yeah, right?
Oh, boy.
Well, maybe Mary should call back on Monday. See what's going on.
You know, it's a good idea. Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great
day. You're welcome. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, is it Gary?
Yes.
Hey, Gary, what's your advice for Mary today?
I have six brothers. I invite them over and all my buddies and build stadium seating and cheer them on. That's stuff.
Oh, my God.
You sound like a bunch of fun guys.
Yeah.
You know, get the popcorn ready.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, boy.
Great.
Well, you know what? But Gary's having fun, but at the same time, it's kind of also a lighthearted way of letting you know we see you here. So,
yeah.
You know, I like it, Gary.
We'll just ask him when the next event is. We'll invite the whole neighborhood.
Oh. Yeah. Tickets. It's your property. Go for it.
Right.
Thanks, Gary. Have a great day. Okay, bye-bye.
You too.
That's funny. Okay. We'll take another call. Lovey, what advice do you have for Mary today?
I think Mary should just buy some really good blinds.
For her house, right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? People, if they're getting lucky, they're getting happy, so it's all good.
Okay. If you're lucky, you're happy.
Happy neighbors.
Exactly.
A lucky neighbor is a happy neighbor.
Yes.
Happy
and
you know it, jumping off.
Hey, Lovey, that's nice. But Brian Bell has come up with this solution. I think would put a pretty quick stop to it, I'd like to think.
All right. I don't know the configuration of their house, but, you know, if you just on that side of your house, maybe put up a spotlight that you happens to turn on every time they go out there.
Motion detector.
Oh, jeez.
This hot tub's rocking.
That's a good idea, right, Lovey?
I like it.
Motion detector. And,
I like it.
Yeah. Hey, what are we doing?
That's a good one, Ryan.
There it is. I like it.
Slightly twisted, but effective.
Plus, then you can see better.
Yeah. All right. All right, Brian.
Oh, even put a phony camera.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Phony camera. Make them believe you're filming everything.
That's it. All right, Lovey. You got it surrounded. All right. I think we got the case solved here. Thank you so much, though. Have a great day. So maybe you do something like that, a little bit less subtle, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, just go ahead and tell her.
Less direct, still.
Yeah, less direct. And the sun is shining in the backyard. Look, my son has seen what's going on, so I can't imagine you like this. So just so you know, you probably didn't know, but there.
Now you know.
Now you know. And if it continues, then, yeah, hell's bells. What are you going to do? You got to go next level.
Right.
Call the authorities.
Call the authorities. They'd love to see it.
Or Brian Bell.
We'll wire something up.
Good luck, Mary. Do call back and let us know how you resolve that case. Like Marilyn said, the weekend is coming and the weather looks pretty good for a little hot tub fun. Hey, what do you got for Dirty Laundry, LBF?
I figured out who they should have named Sexiest Man Alive.
I
don't think Paul Rudd was the right choice.
It's kind of late, but maybe it's always next year.
That's right.
Always next year. Find out who he is next. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 8:38. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Let's get into the Dirty Laundry, the DL with LBF. The DLBF. I like that.
Right.
The down low.
All right. This is brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. By the way, you get a free lunch from them if you're a veteran.
Oh, let me write that down.
Put it on your list. Your map.
Mm-hmm.
Your map of free food today, Bob.
It's all his ways route home.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't wear this Navy sweatshirt for nothing.
Exactly.
Sure, Bob.
All right. So before I get to who should be the sexiest man alive, I have a couple updates for everybody.
Yes.
FYI, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Leonardo DiCaprio are actually longtime friends.
Hmm.
Now, that video of Bezos' girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, went viral before she looked at him. But apparently, they've been close friends for a while, and DiCaprio was the one who invited the pair to the film gala last weekend, where she was caught looking up at him like he was a golden god.
A pork chop.
By the way, he's 47 today.
The way we look at a pork chop.
Leonardo DiCaprio is 47
is he?
Today.
Is he? Well,
isn't that nice? He's still dating fetuses.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Old right. sport.
Yes, old sport. Yeah. Hey, okay, so Paul Rudd was named the sexiest man alive by People Magazine, and I have a bit of a problem with it, not because I don't think that Paul Rudd is handsome,
mm-hmm.
but he's not, like, sexy. Don't you feel like there's a difference between, like, good-looking and sexy?
I don't want to comment.
Just comment. Be a guy for a second.
All right,
comment.
What?
So, like, you know, there's a difference between good-looking and then there's, like, sex appeal.
Right.
Like, there's just people, like,
yeah.
Well, you just, like, throw your entire life away for.
Okay. Gee, go ahead.
You know, and I just don't think that Paul Rudd is the type of guy that you throw away your whole life for.
He knows that, and he's laughing
I
at
know,
it.
But he's cute. Like,
you don't look at him the way that gal looked at Leonardo DiCaprio.
No,
I don't. I look at him like he's a super funny guy who's going to, like, empty the dishwasher and take the kids to soccer, as I said.
A lot of women find that sexy.
Ah, yeah, I know, but not ruin your whole life sexy.
Okay. Okay.
Ruin your whole life sexy. Okay. Wow. Matthew McConaughey, ruin your whole life sexy.
Is that right?
Yeah, okay. So my nomination for next year, because I just read this important story about Roadhouse and a remake. Mm. Yeah, Roadhouse is going to be remade, yeah. And instead of taking Patrick Swayze's part, it's going to be Jake Gyllenhaal. And I believe that Jake Gyllenhaal
you'd ruin your
is
life
sexy
for that
enough
guy?
To ruin your life for.
Really?
Yeah. Bye, Lucy and Dave.
Lucy and Dave. Wow.
I'll visit her.
Jeez. You.
I'll take her.
You know,
Dave Uncle Jake and I are taking you out.
Uncle Jake and I. Poor Dave. He deserves a medal for listening to this
I
show.
I know he does. He sure does.
I mean,
most people deserve
this.
A medal for listening to this show, actually.
Most people deserve a medal for listening.
But I just think that, like, ruin your, like, Paul oh, Rudd is boy. Not ruining your life sexy.
Good to know.
You heard it here first.
Good to know. You would
Jake
just...
Gyllenhaal is ruining your life sexy.
Wow. Okay. I never saw him as, like, leading man, you know, handsome.
I think that's the thing. He sneaks up on you. He's a surprise. Yeah.
Bob and I don't judge people by their appearance.
Oh,
at
right.
all.
Did you know that is there one actress all. That's ruined your life sexy?
One actress?
Yeah, just you think, like, you know, not you, but, like, one would ruin
yeah.
your life sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Brian,
mm-hmm.
you got any ruin your life sexy for you?
Comment.
Oh, my God. I'm the only one who's honest here.
I'll write it down and I'll give it to you.
Now. Okay. All right.
I went for the Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Okay.
Ruin your life sexy.
Yep.
Don't say it.
Oh, I won't.
Oh.
Huh? Okay.
Hold it up to the camera.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I have to say it. The people want to know. Should I just say it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't care.
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, she's you know, got a lot going for her. And so...
Ruin your life sexy. Yeah,
well, I'm not ruining my life. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Stay away from Hollywood. All
that's
right.
That's it. I know my wife likes Leo, though, so
oh,
that's
right.
no hands
I'm
down.
I'm sure she has a list of ruin She'd your life be, sexy.
She probably would walk right up the stairs
I know
after
that my mother's,
too.
Just FYI, I grew yeah. up afraid of this person coming to my house. Alan Alda.
If Alan Alda came to...
My mother always said that she Alan Alda came to the front door,
well,
she'd
why
leave.
She
and I was afraid.
Why didn't she just do it once a year, the way the movie he did?
I know.
Remember
I don't
that?
Know.
Same
no,
time
was,
next
that
year?
Was, that was my mother's Ruin Your Life Sexy.
Well, just once a year. Same time next year.
Yeah,
remember that?
Right.
Who did he star with in that?
Ellen Burstyn.
Yeah, once a year they'd meet in the cottage. Something
yes,
like that.
Even though they were married to other people.
Didn't ruin their lives. They just ruined each other. So there you go. All right. All right, Brian.
All right.
What do
you got? There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're done.
Check your ride. Ride to buy Panera.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Veterans Day. So on our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR. Give it a like, by the way.
Yeah.
We're having fun today with it. We've post where we are thanking veterans and letting you tag a veteran in your life. So we're trying to get 100 veterans today.
Great.
To be tagged, thanking them for their service. So that'd be kind of fun, right? Just go to our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR, tag it. We're getting lots of them already, so it's good.
Okay.
Be up all day long, so just tag that veteran.
I'll have to post a picture of my grandfather and my father-in-law.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
So at our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR. We have Susan on the phone. What's going on, Susan?
So I'm the director for the Women Veterans of Massachusetts with the Department of Veterans Services.
Well, that's awesome.
I would just like to thank all of the women in Massachusetts for their sacrifices and their dedication and bravery to our nation, and they are the most important of all for me. And just want to wish them a happy Veterans Day.
Susan, I see.
That's great.
Yes, on our Facebook page, 1057WROR, that you tagged the Massachusetts Women's Veterans. That's awesome. Good job.
It is awesome.
And folks can click on that and learn more, I assume, right?
Absolutely. We actually have a convention starting on Saturday up at Dunn State Park to honor women veterans with a hike and yoga.
Oh, okay. A hike and yoga.
Hike and yoga?
Yeah.
Yep, we're doing a hike around Dunn State Park, and we'll also have yoga classes going on and other resources for women veterans be there.
That's really good. Often forgotten.
Yeah.
Yes.
Often forgotten, but we don't forget here. Okay. Well, thank you, Susan. We appreciate you calling
and
tagging as well. It's great. Okay?
Yeah, we appreciate you recognizing. So thank you.
It's our pleasure. Okay. Have a great day. Bye, Susan.
Thank you as well.
Pretty cool. Yeah. She went to 1057 WROR Facebook, and she tagged them. Well, you see, if I say veteran, you automatically think men, right? I mean, it's just almost automatic. But you shouldn't, because there are a lot of women who serve. My sister served. She was Air Force.
Really?
Yeah.
My cousin served, Linda.
Linda. Well, we salute Linda.
Yes.
But now, what branch was she in?
I forget. I was little. I feel like she was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good branch.
I remember her picture up at my aunt's. She had a uniform on, but she had the most rockin' blue eyeshadow. I was like, dang.
70s, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
government issued blue eyeshadow. Yeah. She rocked it like no other.
Okay.
Linda Powers.
Well, we salute you, Linda Powers. Hey, we are doing it today, folks. We are going to give away one of the last two trips to Universal Orlando Resort. So,
we know
it's Veterans Day. We're still, the show goes on. So, next hour, be listening for the cue to call between 9:15. We go commercial free for 2 hours and 10 o'clock. So I wouldn't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.